guys, Internet Radio, you're now tuned in, coming through your speaker holes. I'm with the special guest tonight. What up, the one and only Kendrick Lamar.
What up, Vancouver?
Kendrick Lamar, what do you have to say to the people?
It's really great to be here. It's a beautiful town. And I've been having a lot of great sushi and times hanging out. And I just want to give a big shout out to my homie Mike Lockman, who's listening, and all the soccer boys and girls out there. I don't know. What would they be doing? Keeping it real?
I guess.
Yeah.
And so, like, this being, like, your third time in Vancouver, what would you say is your favorite, like, historical or, like, landmark in Vancouver?
I'm going to have to say, every time I'm here, I go down to, like, Steamtown or whatever it's called. They have this clock. It's like the gas clock. It runs on gas.
Yeah, sponsored by Texaco.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, like, what is your name?
Johnny's
called?
Pizza, actually.
Big shout out to Johnny's.
Big shout out to Johnny's Pizza. Lasagna's delicious.
He always delivers.
Yeah.
Them things.
Big shout outs to his Wall of Fame. Signed David Duchovny pictures.
You're on that Wall of Fame now.
I am. I've been blessed with the great fortune of being put up on his Wall of Fame.
What other Wall of Fames are you on?
Millions of teenagers' bedroom walls in poster form.
And what would you say is your new secret project about? What were we supposed to announce today? You should just make that big announcement while we're at it.
I have a new project coming up called Dance Your Pants Off, and it's a fundraiser for people that can't afford haircuts.
And where is this fundraiser being held?
In the basement of Johnny's Pizza.
Tight. Yeah. But you're also going to be performing somewhere else, I think on Saturday.
All jokes aside. I'm going to be performing at a party on Saturday night called Easy.
Can you let us know a little bit more?
And like, there's going to be a few different performances, from a live performance by Leonard Croy, who recently had a delightful 12-inch record come out on the Montreal label Forbidden Planet, as well as Mr. Project Pablo. You may have heard of the ASL Singles Club. Some nice young fellows are going to be joining us. Also, someone who you may know on a personal level, Zia. Zia is going to be playing the tracks as well. And also,
what was the sound of the crowd going wild?
Mr. Ben Soda, as well as myself, Kendrick Lamar.
So, guys, if you didn't get that, that's the Saturday's Easy featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Featuring Kendrick Lamar opening.
Opening set.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar. So today's show, I think we're gonna go into the past. We're digging in the crates.
We're going into the past today.
DITC.
For sure. We're gonna go about 6 years back to a very exciting time
in our lives.
Yeah.
That was
taking it back to 2009.
Yeah. We might play some other stuff too, but keep it locked. We're gonna play music.
Yeah.
Bye. Black.
made me funky. Thank you. I reach for it. I promise you.
That was Inside Radio for this week. I hope you liked our throwback show to 2009. And all the years in between. It was like a weird version of Back to the Future where we didn't go far back. Inside Radio, come to the party easy Saturday night. We're doing it at an undisclosed location. Just Google, like, search easy on Facebook, and then set your list search listings to events, and then, like, go to the first event, because that's probably easy, and then join that group, like, hit join, and then just wait until the day of the party, and then the space will be announced.
And don't sleep, but also take care of your health.
Some, like, apples and oranges, maybe a few extra ones, so that's the next. So some good people for tea. It's a radio.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlawitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This is a poem called The White Judges. We lived in an old schoolhouse, one large room that my father converted into two stories with a plank staircase leading to the second floor. A single window on the south wall created a space that was dimly lit, even at midday. All nine kids and the occasional friend slept upstairs like cadets in rows of shared double beds, ate downstairs in the kitchen near the gas stove, and watched TV near the airtight heater in the adjacent room. Our floors were worn linoleum and scatter rugs, our walls high and bare except for the family photos whose frames were crowded with siblings waiting to come of age, marry, or leave. At supper, 11 of us would stare down a pot of moose stew, bannock, and tea, while outside the white judges sat encircling our house. And they waited to judge, waited till we ate tripe, watched us inhale its wild vapor, sliced and steaming on our plates. Watched us welcome it into our being, sink our teeth into its rubbery texture, chew and roll each wet and tentacled piece, swallow its gamey juices, until we had become it, and it had become us.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Please remember to watch your language.